stronger than that.
I don't know your latest one, so I'll show up tonight. Let's not bother the bloody.
Normal price.
If you wish, we'll make a special offer.
I'm from the National. I'm on the going round on this on strikes. It's really my wire cap.
I'm getting telling you.
So I thought I'd got a phone call. This is a phone call. Can I speak to Gordon just now, Gordon?
Oh,
when are you going to Austria?
So what do you mean, man?
What's it got to do? I'm not very careful. Or maybe I believe you. Okay, I don't know. What have I said there? Well, some reason to believe that you were in German. Oh, you know, that's war. That's it. Rubbish. Hello, some young fella. Anyhow, chatty, I'm in the door. Come on, I didn't know what it
was. All right, bud, isn't it? We put a pole over the notch, didn't we? That's two weeks ago.
I'm not... Look, if it's
on
junction, I'm not...
Go on,
I want to talk to you about that. I want to talk about your own strategy.
going to the music club, which is the first of us. Going to watch the Spanish Rhyme School, which is very
interesting.
I hope they're
going to put on
my lady. I was
talking to the lady. Go down the door.
Okay.
Because of the dress range.
Ah, you're there.
Well, now, maybe I have to open the sun off the wall now.
Is he here? Come on, Victor.
Go gamble.
Come on, here. Who's not a gamble over there? Come on. Come on. Over here.
I got a picture in there.
I know I did that to John Moss.
That's the one he
had. This isn't Evans' voice.
Start. As you know,
One of the most important things which we have to renew every year, if people remember last year the performance we had with Fox Number, when we went and paid it, and month after month they came and told us we'd not paid. They even confiscated the office for the fortnight. And right away to this time, it came, which I done last time, I went straight away and paid it, £41. And I went down then to Newton Street, over here. And I made some inquiries, and I told them that I had some trouble last year, and would we have received the same trouble this year, because we paid, I showed them the receipt, and I got a lot of confirmation in writing that we had paid the money. Anyway, about two weeks later, the Manchester said, and acknowledged that we had paid the money, which makes a change, instead of what we had last year, everyone telling us we'd not paid. Even though they'd received the photostat copies, the money, the full monte, yeah, still the money. But anyway, most is all not too bad. So if anyone ever does get a box on, make certain that you pay on time, right away immediately, and if possible, get confirmation off the post office that you've actually paid for it. All the tiny, dirty tricks. Now, as you know, a fortnight ago, a few weeks ago in Manchester, we had, unfortunately, the friends of all, which are groups of mitre, and the cat had been let out of the pack, and it had been printed the day before in the Jewish Gazette, a small article. I've got a photostat copy of that, which Brian minted some supplies. But it's obviously they knew all about the Dugan at the mitre hotel. And unfortunately, Brian received the cancellation plus his money back on Saturday morning. Didn't leave him much time whatsoever to book another place with such short notice. And the only thing Brian could do at that particular time was cancel it. It was a great loss, a great loss. And they say it was planned to perfection by the enemy. And they say that they give Brian a couple of days notice. We could have probably booked an alternative venue, but as it was, only received a letter on the Saturday dinner time telling him to cancel for the summer. He didn't have much time, and unfortunately that's what we had to do. But next year, if it's L, the call in Manchester, contingency plans will have to be brought into operation. Well, a fortnight ago, on the Sunday afternoon, again, which I think personally is the worst time you can do anything to this Sunday afternoon, I would advise it to anyone, because there are 3, 4, 5 places you can actually do on a Sunday afternoon in Manchester. It's a bad thing to do. But anyway, on that particular day before our particular rally, I booked in at the Mitre, and it was obvious on the Tuesday prior to that, and I was phoning me up at my home, and he was asking who it was. He said he'd received certain telephone calls from certain people, and it was obvious then on the Tuesday that it had blown for us. So I kept it up the sleeve, what I was going to do. I made some telephones around the area for various places, and we met alternate pickup places. If anyone went to the place originally where we met, at the side of Marks and Spencer's, you could see that the police was hiding around the corners waiting for us to appear at the mitre. So I don't know what actually took place. It was gone there, but I think personally we just got a bad stuff in there. It was out. But what we've done, we booked a 12:45 on the Sunday dinner time, and we booked in the park as well. There's no problem, we've been very, very welcome there, especially due to some doubt. And with our people in, plus JT was already right. The problem what went wrong there was the pickup point, which is widely advertised, which I did ask not to be. Could have been done on a different basis. It could have been done, but I would say it could have left about a week and a half before the actual day. It could have been a lot more like telephone. It wasn't. It was advertised by our friends at Leeds. It was advertised in a matter of about 5 weeks in advance. I did ask Martin not to print it. I was overruled. Again, and as you can see, they've even wrote back to me there inside where I was overruled. So they printed. And we're seeing the results of what took place. Sheer chaos. Anyway, let's get back to the parkers. And I grouped in there Bob, myself, Mark, Walter, to one. And automatically, the rest of our people around the area met at Victoria Station. Widely advertised, 4 to 5 weeks in advance, and the opposition was there. The police just followed us when we met a London van. To Parkers, I believe the 2 people from Special Branch wasn't allowed to be admitted to the meeting by the town with a pinch of salt, because I remember the girl's face 4 years ago when she appeared at the Cotton Tree, and the one that was in Searchlight was a very, very good article, which actually was not bad, got painted at half a page of Searchlight, but quite possibly it was the same too. I remember the face 4 years ago, so I don't have to be with you some Special Branch. But after that, automatically, as we know, we was kicked out there by the police. And so that we had to leave, going to go to a bomb pit. So that's what took place at the park. Now the London rabbit, which was the week after, we went down there in force. Met by our usual place opposite Friendship, the Euston Station, Friendship House, and we there got early. But quarter of what we got there, and there were very few people actually turning up, and I thought, well, it's going to be a bit of a flop, but it's gradually starting to come in. So eventually, we ended up, and it's quarter to two, we were somewhere between about 500 or 600 people. And at 2:45 we moved out. The first 2 places did boot. We put £1,000 on these 2 places. So they'd actually put an outlet of £2,000 for these meeting halls. We wasn't allowed in. So the third one had to be in operation. Don't forget, we're not as fortunate what London is. London has got a massive underground. And you can go 20, 30 miles away from the city itself, where we cannot do this. Well, we moved out, we went underground, we went to a place called Bank, 4 stations, 5 stations down the line, and we changed. I went to another place, which is here, and that took us actually 45 minutes of the tube to get there. And we met automatically with the riots, the vehicles, all other paraphernalia. And we went to the this hall, which was very, very nice. Well, I was at the back, and as we was walking up the road to the venue, a chap came up, a very brownish looking chap with a big nose, and asked me who we were. And I said, I didn't like the look of him. And I said, well, what's it got to do with you? And he went away and leave us alone. He was consistent, and who are you? Well, I said, actually, I said, we're all shepherds and we're looking for sheep. So he didn't seem to like that answer, and he went farther up and asked one of the lads, and now the lad was told him that it would be to the rally for the VFP. And running back, he said, I'm getting ready to the phone, he says, and informing the police, and I will make certain that the meeting doesn't take place. So,
shall we
have? Yeah,
it's
okay
if anybody wants
them. Yeah. So, on the rally itself, eventually, when we did get to London, at the venue, at the hall itself, somewhere in the region of about 500 were in there.
Excuse me, are these on?
Yeah, it's good. Well, I'll be out of the place, so we all get.
No, that's...
Baker, the Tunica Police, £10,000 in donation there. We had a guest speaker, Manfred Rover, automatically wasn't allowed into the country. They just wasn't really stopped in the day before, making things convenient at the game for us. And we did have a German speaker who represented a right wing paper over there, a very, very good speaker as well. And there was people from the United States, which gave a nice donation, and there was also other people from France and Germany. So actually, the rally was about 500. We'd missed about 200 to 300, 400 people because we had to move out across to 3 from the police at Harrisman, which was happening, because they told me we didn't do, we would be arrested. The usual tactics. So that was a London night. Best ever. I'd say it's a pity that we couldn't have had one of the earlier venues, which we booked, £1,000 a dollar, which wasn't so far away from Houston Station. A lot more people, we reckon they would have been in attendance up to about 900 people. But when you've got to travel out 45 minutes by tube train, a lot of people don't like it, especially where children are concerned, because some of them have absolutely a lot of families with them. So, anyway, that we don't best, the best ever. So, that was a London ride. Now, coming up shortly, we've just got one or two other sort of things, if anyone's interested. The connoisseurs, we've got the Euro ring coming up. And if anyone knows who the Euro ring is, well, these are very influential people off the continent who've come over to our country, and we make friends with them, like from Belgium, Germany. I believe someone from the United States is coming again this time. And that, if anyone's interested, is on November the 3rd, which surmise that we're somewhere in the Leicester area, and that's the Euro ring. I believe we're probably going down to represent Manchester again. And we have met some very interesting people down there, haven't we? Very interesting people. I'm going to say, they've even shocked us with some of the views. They've shocked us with very weak. So that's the Euro ring, November the 3rd, somewhere in the Leicester area. After that, we'll have the Remembrance Day, December the 1st. Now, we've always had trouble up north, especially the York area, where we've gone to either to try to get something going up there. Personally, I think you'll have to be shipped down to put in the London area, because that was the only day we'll be able actually to get permission off the police to march. But in York, you just put the old public order man on us, and we get there, and it turns us right back onto the trains, and we've not got a cash out stamps. But I hope it is new. I know a lot of people complain about going down to London, but let's face it, it's a lot safer. And I'd rather travel to London to have a rally than go to York and be turned around and put on an x-ray back. That's an easy defeat. You know, that's a waste, complete waste of time. So that's December. Glasgow, now the date, I've had about 2 dates at Glasgow, I think it'll be about the 3rd, I think it'll be of, I think that could be possibly the first week or the first Saturday in December, so that's the Glasgow rally. That's always, well, that's a connoisseur as anyone who likes to see how the Scotch BNP exist. Believe me, it's an education. And they do fill places. You probably meet a lot of people from the Ulster Defence Association and the Ulster Freedom Fighters, which are very, very friendly with our Scottish branch of there. But that's a very interesting deal. I'd like to come back tonight to say we've got a lot of people from Rochdale, which have attended. We didn't have to know the branch up there, but that's come through the grapevine, and we have to pay the return visit up there and get a lot more. I would say coordination between the two branches, and we can do a lot more work together. So things are up and down the country. Let's say we've never done as well as what we're doing up to now. Things are, as you'll see, when we can get to our 0.1% at a local election, we're not doing too bad. Plenty of we've got to get out. In the past, we've always been neglected by publicists, but even now, there's got to admit that we do exist. Therefore, the famous fellas, these are the people who will help you. I don't know if you read this. Don't forget, anyway, just all bunch of old Vicar Albert. There's a man, the Dean of Salford. And what a shock when you see him down. We had about 4 pages in the local journal about how the Matthew Nazis and the DNP are infiltrating and trying to change the thinking of school children. I don't know what that's, you know, I think we'll put a sticker outside of the school at walls, and we've got 4 or 5 pages of publicity over that. So don't forget, the graduates and schools, they made a good combination, very good combination. I've also seen in the press that our friends, our old friend from the National Front organiser at one time, has formed a new partner, and it's called the Gay Pit Panthers. Christopher Payne.
Oh, yeah.
He's in charge of that, and that's that, our old Christopher. So, he's quite possibly going to have done a lot of damage in this National Front, but at least he's honest, he doesn't do what it is. So, if you see him up and down Market Street with his Pink Panther uniform on, I don't know what you can say to him, actually, but I'll tell him this off yourself, because he's somebody who's doing that. So, talking about the National Front, I was given this. It's surprising how some people keep these records, and I was given this by John Woods when we went to see David Irwin up at Oakland. And he said, there, how does that really interest you? And he must have kept this all these years, and that's from May the 8th, 1967, when I first joined the National Front. There it is in writing, 1967. So, funny enough, I've been knocking it out for a bit. Just be getting all damn sight over it. So that is the situation up to now. In the United States, things are looking bright for us over there. The David Duke, our friend David Duke, John Sender was invited to go over there to speak at one of their meetings over there. Unfortunately, he wasn't allowed into the country. But we have got a lot of influence over there, and they are very, very generous people. I know the Yanks, what they call the Yanks. A lot of people don't like them. But there's some good people down the southern states. They send us every month 3 magazines, and we've kept in constant correspondence with us for about the last 4 to 5 years, and they've never asked anything back. And I'd like to say let's give credit sometimes to our friends and our supporters in the United States. Now, it's 20 to 9. Now, what we normally do about 5 minutes back is have a bit of a break so we can all get some beer and pack up and start again. So, actually, that's what we do now. So, 15 minute break for the Marquis.
Excuse me, have you seen my union record in there, sir?
Thank you. Did you tell them about this?
No, I'm not sure.
Yeah.